Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a feeling. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible. A life that's full. A life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal.
Gibson, and then I come back with
some of the live volunteers, and then we're going to just go from there. We're still going to do the 1 hour segment of this show here, but because of the rain delay, we were unable to start at the 8 o'clock hour. But thank you for calling in. I see the phone line is lighting up here. So if time permitted, we'll answer some calls. But if nothing else, enjoy the program, and I'll be back with you shortly. The next voice you'll hear will be Mr. Gibson. Hey, man, so we'll have him coming on here, and then we'll just go from there. You know, and again, you can call in. This number here is 310-981-2026. Hey, man, so we'll do a start and dust of the show. And so enjoy. And get back to the start. Okay? God bless you. Again, that call in number 310-981-2026. 310-982-4126.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, as stated by Youngster Gregory Bunton, your host, Deacon Joel Lewis, and you're listening to an internet program called Free on the Inside, a program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can in ministry. We'll thank you for being a part of our listening audience. We come on each and every Saturday morning. The set time is from 8 to 9, but we bring on guests that makes a difference in our community and throughout this great country of ours. And we want to continue that format here with another guest that's going to come on here. He's going to share some things with us dear to his heart, that his ministry is making a difference in the life that that it touches, that encounters the ministry here. But before we bring him on, we'd just like to say hello to our founder, Beverly Beasley, over at Granny's Place. And Granny's Place have a additional name change. It's a ministry now. It's called Granny's Place Ministry. I like to refer to it as GP Ministry. So we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this program each and every week. Say hello to the young man that we encounter down at the Hutchinson Jail. We do a Bible study down there every Thursday. We say hello to those young men and keep it up. We're going to do great things through you. And say hello to the men down at Dallas Life Foundation. We do a mentoring program down there. So we'd just like to encourage those men to continue doing what they're doing, because God is up to something in their life. But without any further delay, we'd like to bring on our guest this morning here, and we pray that you'll be blessed by the information that our guest is going to share with you. This is something dear to his heart, and I saw them working in the ministry field. I said, man, I got to get them on the show. And you know what? God is gracious, man. And I went to him, and he said, yes, Brother Lewis, I'm willing to come on and share what thus says the Lord. Without any further delay, I'd like to bring on to you this morning the founder and CEO, United Universe Inc., Mr. Willie Gibson. Amen.
More.
Hello there, Mr. Gibson. Good morning. Welcome to our weekly program.
Good morning, Brother Lewis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Gibson, I'm excited to have you on here this morning here, because I saw you working in the ministry field, man, and it blew me away, man. I said, man, that's a blessing to have ministries like yours, man, that's making a difference in the lives of the residents and the peoples, man. So tell us, introduce us to your ministry and tell us how you even got started.
Well, you told me before I got on I didn't have long, so I'm going to try to make it brief as possible. Because it started a long time ago, you know, how, you know, we were raised and how, you know, everybody in the community used to help out each other as I was growing up. You know, my mom, she was a single parent, and she got assistance from her neighbors all the time. As I grew old, you know, I remembered all that, and I started seeing my neighbors, you know, being without. So I started sharing with my neighbors, and one thing, you know, one thing grew to another. So I was just blessed to be able to recognize at an early age how God wanted to use me, and he wanted to use me as a servant to his people. And but that's how I got started, you know, remembering how mom, you know, and the community came together to help one another. And that's what I like doing. I like helping others. I like being a servant to God, for God.
And, you know, as you were saying, sharing that there with us, you know, it's still a need for ministries like that today. There's still a need because I myself am a result of ministries like that, and that's what makes it so positive in my life to see that there's still ministries like that is making a difference in the lives of family. Because we never know the people that that this is helping out, you know.
Right. And as a man seeking God, you know, we should be able to, as my pastor, Kevin Gale McKnight over at New Mount Calvary Baptist Church in West Dallas, he always tells us, you know, we need to continue to cultivate men and become disciplined, determined, dedicated, and devoted men of God. In order to maintain this, we have to find our position, and my position is to be a servant. You know, and that's how I got the food pantry started. And
amen.
I get food from the North Texas Food Bank. They're a big help. I get a lot of donations, and that allowed me to continue to feed the hungry. And I thank the city of Dallas. They allowed me, the West Dallas Multipurpose Center, allowed me to come in and set my food pantry up there and pass out the food to the needy. And we do that every Wednesday from 1 to 4 p.m.
All right, that's a blessing. Now, how many other centers do you go into throughout the Metroplex?
Well, actually, you know, I'm involved with about two or three other food pantries where we share and assist each other in need. One in Mesquite, one in Garland, and we help in the Lovefield area share food with the different ministries out in that area.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I know as I seen you and your crew out there, and I saw the great need for it, and I said, man, this is powerful here. And it definitely makes a difference in the lives of the residents.
Definitely.
And, you know, and you was mentioned that you also do something in South Dallas on the weekends. Could you share that
right.
with us?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I just want to thank Running Maze for allowing me to be part of this for the last two or three years. And he has a ministry called Soup, Soul, and Salvation. And it's where we feed the homeless over in East Dallas over on Sydney Street every second Saturday of the month. And it's just been a blessing to be part of it, to see the homeless and the needy come on a regular basis to be served not only food but the word from God. We have ministers come in and deliver a word of encouragement to the needy and the homeless. And not just the needy and the homeless, volunteers that come out, you know, seems to get fed more than the homeless, you know, because the word is for everybody. It's not just for one particular group. It's for all God's children. And we not only feed the homeless the word and food, we give them clothes, and we do other different type of ministry to them. We have a lot of different groups that come out and participate from time to time. A group especially comes out. It's called Saved by Grace, run by a lady by the name of Johnny Mae Williams. And she's a very powerful lady of God, and a friend of mine named Jacqueline Johnson, who is the minister over Adventure and Victory over in North Dallas, and she helped provide clothes to the homeless and to the needy job seeking, and she provided them with clothes. She have a resale shop over off of Florence, and we have a shop called the Game Store, and we have so many different ministers that come in to give a hand, and that's what God wants all to do, work together, be united. And that's where the name United Universe comes from. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. You know, we got to come together.
Yes. And as you were sharing, I was just thinking about it. A lot of times people want to be involved in ministry, but they think that they have to start a ministry. You don't. You just be partners with one of them. And God will raise who he want to raise up, you know.
That's right. You're exactly right.
And I like that name, the universe. You know, because
United,
that's what it's all about.
United Universe.
That's what it's all about. We're supposed to be united. You know, I like that.
Right.
I like that name.
Right. You know, we're not limited to where we serve people. You know, we might, like on Christmas Day, we're riding around passing our torch to people we see that, you know, look like they're in need. And sometimes they didn't have to look like they're in need. You know, it's just a joy in us, you know, just with a smile on their face because somebody came in that they didn't expect to come in and put a smile on their face, you know, and that, you know, put a smile on our heart. That makes us feel so much better at the end of the day than we've done what God, you know, intended for us to do.
Well, tell me something. Give me the personal side of this here. Do you have a testimony of a personal family that you have encountered in the ministry that what you was doing in other ministry, how it changed their lives around? Because a lot of times people say, I'm doing all this and I never see the results of it. But we know it works.
Well, we definitely do. You know, we do more than just feed the hungry. We, you know, we mentor, you know, young men and women throughout West Dallas and East Dallas and Oak Cliff and Mesquite, and we have several. I have like 14 young men that I've been mentoring, and out of the last 4 or 5 years, and I assist them with their senior fees and take them to college tours with them, and I've seen these young men grow to now all they think about is doing community service, going out serving, you know. This is what they want to do. You know, they're helping others. You know, and I hear their grandparents and their parents, you know, how they thank me for coming into their son, their grandson's life, for being a positive, you know, figure for them, something that they didn't have. And it's just by the grace of God that continued to give me strength to continue to work with these so-called hard-headed young men at the beginning, but they just need a little love just like we all do. And once they see somebody love them, somebody care about them, then it kind of touches them in a very certain way to have them go out and do the things that God intended for them to do anyway. And those are my testimonies, those young men, you know, that are, started out, you know, with sagging pants, talking back to their parents, skipping school, being in truancy classes, you know. And those are the ones that really have testimonies. You know, you have to have a testimony and, have to go through something in order for God to use you the way he want to use you. And so these young men that went through what God wants them to go through and put me in their lives to help make a difference.
Hey, man, I'm so glad to hear that because we realize that our young men, they need some guidance. Because we needed some guidance. Because guess what? Some people taught us some things that was negative, that just wasn't quite right. Mr. Gibson, we got a guest that's calling in on the line. Will you please hold and let's ring them in on the conversation, and maybe they can give you words of encouragement.
Sure.
Good morning. You on the net?
Oh, this is Brother Harris.
Hey, Brother Harris, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. We have Mr. Gibson on the line here, and he was sharing with us about his ministry, United Universe Food Pantry, and how it's making a difference in the lives of the community. Would you like to give him words of encouragement?
Yes, Brother, first of all, I'd like to get his name. What's his name?
Gibson. That's G-I-P-S-O-N, Senior. Willie Gibson, Senior.
Gibson.
Yes.
Brother Gibson?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Pastor Harris. Brother Lewis had called and invited me to get on the program today with you all, and I was just interested in knowing. And this, you know, it's such a blessing too to have someone that's doing what you're doing. From what I understood from my email, and you're making a great impact on the city of Dallas. And anytime someone is making a positive impact, especially for the poor, I think that's what your foundation is set up to do. Is to feed the poor. Am I correct?
Well, yes, actually, you know, our motto is to enrich and empower youth and adults through education, mentoring, and collaborating with community-based organizations.
Okay.
And part of it that sits in.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I saw United Universe Inc. Food Bank. Oh, okay, that's what I thought maybe it was just feeding the poor. sir?
No, it's not just feeding the poor. I mean, we feed them continuously, not with just food, but with encouragement words like you're doing to me, encouraging me, thanking me for doing what we do. You know, so.
I would just encourage you, especially when you're reaching out to the young people. That was when I first started out in ministry at a very young age. That was our main focus, was reaching the young and trying to impact their lives. And I think you're doing a great thing, and that is so much needed in this day and time. Is for someone to take interest, because there are so many adults that are not giving the young people any attention, and I think they're starving for love, recognition, honor, respect, and so that's why they're disrespectful, because they don't get respect. And what you're doing, I think, is a great thing, sir. And God bless
you very much.
Amen. Miss Harry, would you just hold on here? We're gonna let our guests finish, and we're gonna bring you back in here. Just hold on, sir.
Okay. Great.
All right, then. Hey, before we let you go here, this has been a great interview. Now, tell me, how did you get involved in something like this?
Well, again, I was working for a non-profit organization, and I was just praying and asking God to lead me and guide me, and because I didn't feel that I was doing all that I was supposed to be doing. So God blessed me to walk away in good standing with my job and start just feeding people, because there was a need. I talked to Ronnie Mays, the guy who first started Soup, Soul, and Salvation. And I joined him feeding the homeless on Saturdays. And I said, this is what God wants me to do, to serve his people, to feed his people. So I got involved. I found out what I need to do to start a food pantry, and I was blessed. God led me back to West Dallas. You know, I was trying to get out of West Dallas, you know. And he said, it's a lot need to be done in West Dallas. And so he got me started back in West Dallas again. And people started encouraging me and saying, hey, this is the right thing to do. Hey, we'll bless you if you need it, you know. God just started using me. He gave me directions, and I followed him. I listened to him. I prayed about it. And next thing I know, I was blessed with a place over at the West Dallas Multipurpose Center. And teamed up with Kathy Miller, the director over the West Dallas Multipurpose Center. We sat down and talked, and she said, hey, they were getting ready to close down the Multipurpose Center. She said that was something that was needed. And next thing I know, she came to me and said, hey, she thanked me for using West Dallas Multipurpose Center, because, I mean, it just opened it up. People just started flooding the Multipurpose Center again, because they were getting fed. Food was back in the Multipurpose Center. It opened back up, and, I mean, it's just been booming since.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I noticed you have quite a few volunteers now. How do you get these people that's volunteering with you? Because I know that people have a passion for it, but then not everybody's cut up to do what you're doing. And I know that you have a staff that they seem to be very eager and committed to what they're doing.
And I thank God for that, too. You know, God, He uses me to let his light shine through me. And it touches others and allows them to want that same light shine through them to touch others, to glorify him. And so that's one of the ways just people seeing how hard we're working and the results of the people that it's touching. And that's what allows the people want to come out and give. They say, this man don't even live in this community, and he's doing all this. So they want to come help and give back to their own community. And I also use the volunteer center. I get people that come through the volunteer center as well to help, you know, put the exclamation marks on the work that is needed out there. We get some very good people that made a few mistakes, but no major mistakes, you know, nothing major, nothing that they can't get over. And they get blessed as well. And after they
you know, that is a blessing, because I encounter men down at the jail, and I tell them to give back. You know, once you've been restored, give back, give back. And I love that. I love that, because if it wasn't for someone sharing with me and you, to show us that, you know, it doesn't matter if you profit and gain a lot of prestige and wealth in this society, it don't mean anything unless you give back.
Right.
And I have a sense that you're doing it. Now, Mr. Gibson, tell me that before we get off the air, you could be doing a lot of things, but what makes you do this as long as you've been doing it? Because I know it's a lot of heartaches in it. It's a lot of stress, frustration, but yet you do it to the glory of God. Why you keep doing it, doing it, doing it?
Well, you know, because I know the lessons in it, and I know it takes courage to keep God's word. You know, it also takes a commitment to read and meditate on his word. You know, and that's one of the model scriptures I continue to live by, is one of our scriptures at New Mount Calvary Baptist Church. It's Psalm 1:1-6, you know, where it talks about the mission, you know, about the men being cultivated and becoming disciplined, determined and dedicated and devoted. And that's what I want to continue to be. I want to be devoted, dedicated, determined, disciplined, a disciplined man of God. And if I continue to be disciplined, somebody might see this and might say, hey, how can I become dedicated? How can I become devoted? How can I become disciplined, you know, determined, man of God? So if I walk right, talk right, and do right, each one of us, as my pastor say, each one of us can reach one of us and can teach one of us.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. And my hat goes off to you and your ministry, because it's a ministry. And you know, and the life that's just touching. You know, you were sharing with me about your mentoring young men, and I mentor young men. And I'm telling you something real simple, that I did a life skill in my mentoring course, and I was showing young men how to dress and how to carry themselves, and I brought in a segment of how to tie a tie. And the young men were laughing at me, and they were just making fun. You know how young people are. But we kept doing the class, and I showed them all how to tie a tie, because someone taught me how to tie a tie. A little simple thing is that. And after the session was over, young men were tying a tie, and a couple of them came back in after our teaching lesson was over, and they picked up the bag of ties, and they started practicing on their own.
Right,
and I said, God.
Right.
I said, God, you're teaching these young men around a lot of people. They want to be, you know, they, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to, they try to show that they're a man, but they need these skills, and they, in their heart, they know they need these skills.
Right, right.
And so it was a blessing that just to know that these young men can see that. And I pray that what you're doing makes a difference in the life of our young people. And you just seen the results of it. God blesses us to see a glimpse of what we're doing to keep us in carry. We never see the whole picture. But we will see portions of it.
That's right. That's right.
Go right ahead.
I was just saying, we just have to be faithful, you know, to the word of God, because regardless of what we go through, he will always get us through it. He will always pull us through it if we remain faithful with him.
Amen, amen. This has been a great interview. We have our guests that's online, and we want to just say something to you before we go in there. We're going to end this interview, but we would love for you to come back, though.
I would love to come back, Brother Lewis.
God bless you. Mr. Harris, you're still with us.
Yes, yes. I was just listening at the precious brother. You know, I like his word. He said, be devoted, be dedicated, and be disciplined. Those are the qualities that it takes to succeed in doing any undertaking. If you can have those three elements in your life, in ministry, Brother Gibson, you cannot but succeed. And what's really getting me over here is I'm from West Dallas. Every school I ever went to was in West Dallas. My mother still lives in West Dallas. And West Dallas is my home. And it's so exciting to know that you are there. And if I would like to meet you. And if I can come over, because I know a lot of people in that area. If I can be like Brother Lewis was saying, if I can be a volunteer, if it ever once a week, just to show up to shake your hand, I'd love to do it. You just stay encouraged and stay on the firing line, and your passion will grow and grow and grow. And, you know, he was asking you, what drives you? What makes you keep going back? It's something about when you're in the will of God, you can't help but go back because of the feeling and the the smiles you see on people's face, you know, it
Amen.
Makes you stay on the job. God bless you.
That's right. God bless
God,
you.
God bless you. Hey, and before we get you off the air, as I will get guest that just spoke here a while ago, just tell us how people can get involved in your ministry and just a volunteer if they have a desire to.
They can contact me at UnitedUniverse.org. United Universe Inc. I'm sorry. United Universe Inc. That's UnitedUniverseInc.org. UnitedUniverse.org. They can contact me there, and if they want to volunteer at the food pantry, we're there at 11 o'clock every Wednesday from 11 to 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to give me a call in advance. Let me know you're coming, and, hey, you're good to go.
Hey,
what's
man, amen.
What is what?
I was just saying, what was the number right quick?
Yeah, what contact number that was?
Yes, 214-870-5860. 214-870-5860.
Gotcha.
Amen. God bless you. Now, we got to end this interview right now, but we want to continually to support what you're doing. I know I'm going to see you again.
Oh,
I know.
Thank God.
Amen. Yes, sir. You know what? God have a way of bringing his people together, you know, just by the grace of God, we were able to meet each other. And not only that one time, but this is going to be a lifelong.
Hello there. We're back live once again. Thank you for listening to that pre-recorded show here. I'm over here at the Super Soul Ministry in South Dallas here with the one and only Mr. Ronnie Mays. You heard Ronnie had made mention about the ministry, and Mr. Gibson had told us something about the ministry. But you're going to hear it yourself. You're going to hear it live here. The ministry getting set up now. Because of the rain, it's a little delayed, but yet God is able, amen? And you know, I let you know that you got to continue to do what God asked you to do in the midst of everything going on in your life, okay? So at the next voice you hear will be Mr. Ronnie Mays with the Super Soul Ministry in South Dallas.
Yes, this is Ronnie Mays. How's it going? And I've been dealing with food and giving clothes away to the small people, their neighborhood, the homeless. And they've been having a wonderful time. We have church here, and it's been about 18 years since we've been doing it. And the Lord, everybody says it's going to rain, but the Lord doesn't stop the rain. So we know that the Lord is in it. We know the Lord is doing his way of life. He always makes sure that everything is going to be all right. And it's a wonderful thing to do something for our people that need to be help, because that's his people, that's his children, and that's his life of trying to help people that need something and need to be helped. We feed the homeless and do a lot of wonderful things today. Today is a wonderful day, and Lord, it says it's raining everywhere else, but it's raining, not raining here.
This show now. Hey, Ronnie, well, thank you very much. Ronnie, you know, last time I saw you, man, you know, I was driving that little show bus, you know, so I know that you always on the go here, man, but yet you make time out to come over here each and every month. You said for 16 years, you know, you can be at home where it's dry, but yeah, you come out here. What keeps you coming out here?
Yeah, the Lord keeps me to come out here. The Lord makes a lot of wonderful moves by doing it. And I know, if I did have that van, we didn't need a wonderful way of picking up a whole lot of homeless.
And that is so true. That is so true. You know what? It was raining earlier, but it didn't stop raining. The sun is coming out, so it's a great time to be in the service of the Lord. It's a great time to be serving.
Oh yeah.
You know, because a lot of times the world always tells us to do, you know, always calling us to look out for our own self. You know, get all you can while you can, but yet you find it in your heart. You find it in time to help someone else. You know, that's a comfort. What word of encouragement can you give someone else to say, hey, man, you need to be about somebody else's business instead of your own?
Well, it's a wonderful way of life. When you do that, it's hard to take care of all of the problems and all the business that you need to be taken care of. He'll make sure that you get a lot of blessings that you didn't know you could have gotten if you didn't put your hands and your mind on helping people. And helping people may God help you. And may God do some wonderful things for you. And I'm so glad that I understand the way the Lord is. Lord loves to love people and love people.
Amen. God bless you. Now, Ronnie, when people come over here to this street ministry here, what can they expect? You know, because, you know, you say we're doing a lot of things. But what are some of the things that have been done in the past that kind of keeps people keep coming out? You know, the food is good, the clothes is good, but what about the spoken word? What kind of people are we sharing? What do God present to our men and women in the spoken word?
God presents a wonderful, wonderful blessing to a lot of people that listen to the word, and God puts it in his heart. And one person we gave him suits and put suits on him. We was a porter at a bank, and one of the presidents said to me, "Looking so neat, so good." And Lord hired him to be the vice president of the bank.
That's favor. That's called favor. That's a blessing there. That's a blessing. You know, and that's great. Now, Mr. Gibson, now, when you get a chance, please come over here and share a few words with our listening audience. You know, I know you're busy, and so, but I always want to hear from you. You know, before we started the program, we did a pre-recorded show about the last interview was some time ago.
Yeah.
When I came over here a couple of years ago, because I've been busy. But now we want to be live. You know, I want to know that you're still doing what you had been doing. And you've been doing a lot longer than I've been knowing you. And you go a lot of places that I don't even know where you go, but I see some of the places, but yet you always do it with the freshness that it's the first time. I never see you overwhelmed by anything, and I never seen you overwhelmed. So how do you manage to do what you do, and what we're going to do today?
I'm truly blessed in how God strengthened me with my faith in him. He continued to show me signs and show me miracles that he exists on a daily basis, you know. So when I wake up in the morning, I have no fear. You know, there's nothing that's going to be against me out there, because I'm going to have God with me all through the day. So when he's with you, who can be against you?
Amen. That's God. God bless you there. I see the volunteers are coming on out. And you know what? We want to talk to some other volunteers also. But Mr. Gibson, what can the people that expect today, well, listen, audience, and somebody want to come over and somebody want to be a part of it, tell us how you normally set this up. And we know it's different every week, but a lot of times, let them know what's going on over here at the Super Soul Ministry in South Dallas.
Well, you know, what they can do if they want to get involved, they can always call me at 214-870-5860. Just ask what's happening for the week or for the month. Because we always have things going on. And this is always on the second Saturday of each month from 8 to 1. So, and it's at 3926. If you want to come out here anytime on your own, feel free. You know, because God got a spot for you out here. There's always something for you to do. There's always opportunity for you to make an impact on help building God's kingdom. So, this is the place to be, one of the places to be. And, come on out, 3926 Sydney.
All right, God bless you, Mr. Book. I'm gonna let you, Mr. Gibson. I'm gonna let you. I know you're real busy.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm gonna be around. We're gonna do this thing live, and then I'm gonna put this here down, and I'm gonna start helping out. Okay.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm a server.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a server.
One other thing too. I just want to give United Universe a shout out too. That's our organization that help coordinate these events, and we always have volunteer opportunities for you, and that's from just contact United Universe Inc. As www.unitedUniverseInc.
As simple as it can be. God bless you. I'm going to see you later, okay? I'm going to give me a big old plate of something, okay? Oh, we got another young man here. We're all as well. God bless you. God bless you. I'm doing an internet radio program. We talk about ministry. Because for the grace and the mercy of God, there go me. I was homeless. I was addicted. I had all manner of craziness, but men like yourself and like Mr. Gibson in ministry showed me the love of God. I didn't see them. I saw God. You know, when people see us Christians that's restored, we want them to see God.
Yeah.
So what we want to do, this program goes around the world. So somebody, they're never going to see you, but they're going to hear your voice, and they're going to hear the Christ in you. So please introduce yourself and tell us what brings you out here to this street ministry in South Dallas.
My name is Norman Wright Bassett. I've been preaching for 60 years.
God bless you. Amen.
I'm 80 years old, and I love Jesus. I've been preaching the gospel, been telling the love of God. I've been preaching that Jesus still saves and still loves everybody. Don't make any difference who you are, what kind of, what, where you come from, what you've done, how low you stoop. He's still saving, Lord. He's still able to lift you up above the shadows.
Oh, man.
Set your feet on solid ground.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you say you're 80 years old, but you been, it sounds like you're on fire for the Lord. You know, you could be doing something there. What allows you to keep coming out here? You know, because it's wet, it's damp, but yet you say, hey, I'm going.
The love of God constrains me.
You know, so you take this serious when Matthew said in 26, said, go ye therefore. For you
want
to know that go ye therefore.
Preach your gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized and saved shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned.
And it is. And you know what? They're more than just words, son.
Amen.
And they're a way of life. I love that. I love that because as you never know. I like what James said. Let them know the arrows are their way. You can save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
Save a soul from hell and cover a multitude of sins.
You know what? Somebody told me about it. You know, they told me from past, present, and future stuff because I know where my help comes from. I'm not tied up in my own, you know, doing.
I try.
And I tell you what now, today if you have an opportunity to share something with the residents and the participants here, what would you tell them from the depth of your heart?
I'd tell them that there's a work for everyone to do. God has a place in the kingdom of God for everybody. It doesn't make any difference. It may be sweeping the floors. It may be, we're planted here for a purpose. We're not here at by chance.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I tell you what, I'm going to hang around. I hope to hear from you and hope to talk to you. And I'm glad that God brought us together for such a time as this.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for being a guest on that radio program. God bless you. Amen. And as we're getting ready to sit up, here go Ed, the car, man. Here go Mr. Ed. How you doing? A long time. Long time. And you're looking just as fresh as I've seen you many years ago.
Thank you.
God bless you. I tell you what, I know you're getting ready to sit up, but say something to our listening audience. You know, it's an internet program.
Yeah.
Somebody in somewhere else going to know what you're doing. Somebody in California, Florida. Overseas going to know that you're here doing the work of the ministry and making difference in people's lives. You know, my slogan, let's say, help change a life. How do you do that? By sharing them the love of God.
Oh, well,
they don't see you. They see God hand at work.
It's all about the love of God. You
got
to. The one thing that I think most people don't understand.
Well, go ahead, introduce yourself,
I'm Ed Brown. And, you know, I would consider myself a very blessed man because God has come into my life and he has shown me the ways of some of my old ways that weren't working. And so once he started showing me his love and understanding how much he loves me, you know, I started trying to share that with people because once you understand and hear the message, you can't hold that inside of you any longer. You know, a lot of people, they see you and they say, well, you know, like you're doing good, you're on your own business. It's not about that. It's not about the money. It's about the love that God has for you, the fact that Jesus came here to save us. And, you know, that's what we come out here and do. We come out here to share the love of Jesus and try to spread that word around. So, yeah, that's why we're out here. I bring the whole family out. We're all out here, and I'm actually seeing that through our ministry out here. So. It's good.
That's great. That's great. And now, how long you been coming down here? Because you've been long before I have.
8 years.
8 years.
8 years, yeah.
And you're not tired yet.
You don't get tired when you enjoy doing something.
You know, that was for me, because sometimes I feel tired when I think about Ed out here. I'm going to say Ed Brown, and they say, wait a minute, if he can do it, surely I can. You know what? Because Hebrews said we're surrounded by such greater cloud of witnesses. And I thought about that. I said, wow, I think about you. You think about me. We're stretching each other. You think about this here and other people you know that's tall and in the ministry. That's a witness.
Well, it's not tall when you have Jesus in you.
Come on now.
It's easy because he changes your whole spirit. He puts energy in you, and that's the thing. If you try him, you won't regret it.
Yes.
If you try him, you won't regret it. There's a bunch of words you can say to people, but you just got to open up your mind, open up your heart, and let him come into your heart. Once he comes into your heart, you will not regret it. So that's it's His word, it's His love, and I feel blessed that we have been blessed with Him, that He would come to us and say, "Hey, I love you. I want to bring you out of this. I want to give you peace. And I want to give you joy." And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. That's good. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I know now you're still cooking, right?
I'm still cooking.
Oh, he's a cook. He's a cook. I don't see this man cook some stuff up there. Man, it just makes my mouth water.
Well,
so God bless
you.
Continue. Now, this young man here, I see he's been here for a while. I remember him some time ago, and he's still on fire for the Lord. He's wearing that red shirt. So this man here is on fire. How you doing, sir? Man, it's been a while since I saw you. Brother, I'm building on that radio program. What you share with our listening audience all over the world, man, that you're out here, man, and that they ought to be about their father business. So introduce yourself and tell us what brings you out here to the Super Soul Ministry in sunny South Dallas.
All right, I'm Samuel Manza. I think I've been doing this since like maybe about four years now. Still hanging in there. Yeah, I've been blessed, so just giving the blessing back to people that don't have it.
There it is. You know what? You could be doing something else, man. But what keeps you coming out here? You know, because, hey, I think you like video games, right?
Yeah.
You like sports, right?
Yeah.
I know you like the women, right?
Yeah,
but yet you keep coming out here, man. That means all the things that you like, you're willing to let go, man, and let God reign in your life. Tell us about that. Encourage me.
It's all about sacrifice. God sacrificed His Son for us. So we got to sacrifice our time and dedication for Him. And people that really don't have what we have, so God blessed us what we have now, so you can't be taking things for granted. So you just be thankful for everything He does in your life.
Hey, man, that's well spoken. I'm going to let you go. I know you got some things you got to do. And thank you very much, young man. Keep doing what you do for the Lord, okay? God bless you, all right? Oh, man, what a great interview that we had. We're getting ready to wind down this program. We thank you for listening to the program. We ask you to be encouraged. We ask you to be about your father's business. We ask you to invest in somebody's life. Guess what? If somebody invested in my life. Somebody told me the errors of my way. When somebody saved me from death, and someone helped me to know that Christ Jesus, through His blood, covered a multitude of sins, past, present, and future sin, because I belong to God. Amen. So thank you for listening to our program. You've been listening to Free on the Inside, the internet radio program, to encourage you to be about our Father's business. We're on each and every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 this morning. We're not in the studio. We're in sunny South Dallas at the Super Soul Street Ministry. It has quit raining, and so we'll expect a great harvest to come about. Men's souls and lives are going to be changed, and women, and the neighborhood, because this is a neighborhood event here. So we ask all the neighbors to come on out, and they're going to start the program here shortly. We're just setting up for right now, and so we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. And you too could be a part of what we're doing here. Mr. Gibson gave you the address, and anytime you'd like to know more information about what a Free on the Inside Ministry is doing, please give us a call. That number is 214-505-6526. It's the cell number you can reach me at, but also the studio number is 310-982-4126. You can call that number and voice your opinion or share your ministry with us, because, you know, this is ministry. This is what we talk about. This is what the makeup of the ministry. We'd like to say hello to Beverly Beasley and that ministry team over there, which I'm a part of. We're going over to the Creekside Villa apartment located on Jim Miller in the Dallas area, and we adopted apartments over there, so we're going to do a tutoring and job placement, and computer lab is over there, so we'll be over there today. The time will be from 12 to 1:30, so as soon as I finish here, I will make my way over there and be a part of that ministry. But if you'd like to know more about what Granny Place Ministry is doing, please give us a call at the number that I gave you. And you can go to the website. It's grannysplaceministry.org, grannysplaceministry.org. And you can see our website and you can get more information about it. And we need us volunteers. So please take time out and search your heart and see what you could do to help change your life. Amen. And so we want to give a shout out to our callers. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Brother Daniel had missed us this morning. He called, and I was unavailable, so he's still a part of the program, so we miss him. And so we're looking forward to Brother Daniel being back with us next week. Amen. And so as we get ready to get out of here, we'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you're doing. If you like, if you have something that you'd like to add to the ministry, please give us a call and see if we could make that happen. Amen. Because we too want you to be a part of this ministry. We want you to get full accessibility to this ministry. I was sharing with some young men the other day about having access to God, you know. And sometimes we feel like we don't have access to God, but yet the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy and obtain help in time of need. Amen. And so as we get ready to get out of here, we want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. We ask you to invest in the life of someone, help change a life in Jesus' name. Amen. As we do it again, we have a word for our question. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this day, dear Lord, as we over here at the street ministry in South Dallas. Lord, we ask you to watch your blessing upon all the volunteers. We ask you to bless the participants in this ministry today. We pray that they see the hand of God in this here presentation, dear Lord. We ask you to keep them safe, dear Lord. Let them know, dear Lord, they're not alone, dear Lord. Let them know that there is help. Let them know, dear Lord, that you are ever present. Dear Lord, we ask you to let this be the day in which you have made in each and every one of our lives. As we get ready to depart, we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.